I'm John DiLiberto, and you're hearing Echoes, and today we are so happy to welcome into the Echoes living room an old friend of the show, but in a different guise. His name is Simon Emerson, and you may know him as the founder of Afro-Celt Sound System, but he is here today with a different project called Fresh Handmade Collective, and they include Simon Richman on keyboards and Shima Mukherjee playing sitar, and a couple of them will be singing as well. Thank you guys for coming in.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's nice pleasure. To be here.
Now, tell me that this Fresh Handmade Collective, there are three of you here. There's actually a few dozen other musicians associated with this.
That's right. We're made up largely of musicians from the Imagine Village, which is our kind of folk project that we do, which is reinterpreting English traditional music in a similar way to the Afro-Celts did with Celtic music. And we formed to provide bespoke, fresh, handmade music for the cosmetic company Lush.
Which is a pretty interesting concept. Did you ever think you'd be there?
Absolutely not. I couldn't imagine. I mean, in a funny way, it's a marriage made in heaven. It's been amazing. You know, we've been writing bespoke music for these spa treatments that are like, I guess they're like a cross between a sound installation. You get immersed in the sound and the smells.
All right, well, we're going to talk some more about it, but why don't we actually hear some of the music that this is involved with? And we're going to hear a tune that was written by Shima.
That's right.
They're actually two songs together.
They're two songs together. We've shortened them for the session. The first one's called Morning, and it's based on an Indian classical raga, which is a morning raga, but it's also romantic, and it focuses around the fourth note and the second. We have meanings for each of the notes, and the second is sorrow, and the fourth is connected with the heart and with romance.
All right, let's hear it.
Thank you.
That was nice. Fresh Handmade Collective performing live on Echoes today. I'm John DiLiberto. Now, this next piece we're going to do is kind of an iconic piece. You've done a whole album of Beatles covers.
That is correct.
Right.
A daunting task.
Yes, it is a daunting task, although not one that several people haven't attempted.
it actually kind of got set in motion. I meant it as a joke. We'd been working in a spa in Liverpool with Lush, and I just kind of off the cuff said, we should do Beatles music for this, not really expecting to be...
And someone came back and said you could call it Ringo Spa, you know.
And then later on it turned out that it was indeed being developed and that we were then going to have to put our money where our mouth was.
Well, actually, the Hard Day's Night Hotel, which is an iconic hotel right in the heart of Liverpool where the Cavern Club was, came back and said, yep, let's do it. So luckily, Simon here you've kind of grew up with the Beatles songbook.
It's really interesting, actually. It's kind of quite full circle for me. Now, some of the first music I heard was from my parents' Beatles record collection. And I hadn't realised that I still had this kind of obsessive, detailed recollection of all of it in my head. Because I guess when you're a kid, you listen to music with so much more kind of brain power than you do once you're older, I believe, anyway. So it was amazing to then suddenly realise that I still knew all this stuff. Oh. But now have a chance with all the kind of, you know, production experience to try and do something a bit more interesting with it.
We were sent on an inspirational trip and we got to visit John Lennon's house and we were allowed inside because we were musicians and we stood in his bedroom and the house was exactly like it was when he left it and it was really mind-blowing. I mean...
His school report from when he was 15 and a half, 1956, it said, he has too many of the wrong ambitions and his energy is too often misplaced.
And it's great, you know, because every musician starts in a bedroom, you know, as a kid. So it was, you know, it's a standing on the shoulder of giants.
Well, this tune we're going to play is a classic by any standards. And it's, I believe, the first Beatles song to have a sitar on it.
Yeah.
And as I recall, I remember Ravi Shankar was appalled at the sitar playing on this song originally.
Yeah, I think you might be right there.
But it's going to sound better here, right?
Well, let's hope.
It's
a different take on it,
tune,
I think.
Isn't it?
Did you play it
in Corner Shop?
We played it in a different key, actually, and
I wanted to take it into a slightly... touch of broken beat, a touch of drum and bass in there, and a kind of, but with that kind of new jazz feel, but somehow, well, it's impossible not to with the Beatles because the melody and the melodic content always wins over. So whatever style you do, you still get the charm of the original.
Yeah, I mean, it was very important that we weren't doing straight cover versions. So we wanted to reinterpret, we wanted to, you know, recreate the music in a way that wasn't just a covers album.
Yeah, okay. Totally.
Fresh Handmade Sound performing live on Echoes today. I'm John DiLiberto, Fresh Handmade Collective. Simon Emerson, Simon Richman, and Shima Mukherjee performing live. This next tune is one that was written for a perfume that you created, Shima?
It was inspired by one of my tracks, actually. I went out to Darjeeling and was sitting in one of the... it was a cafe, actually. It was called the Hot Stimulating Cafe. And we were watching the Sikkimese women coming back from work, and they were swinging their hips as they walked. You couldn't really see their faces at all. And so the track is actually based on the swing of the hips of Sikkimese women. And the perfume was inspired by this track, so.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's hear it. Very nice. Fresh Handmade Collective performing live on Echoes. Simon Emerson on guitar, Simon Richman on keyboards, and Shima Mukherjee performing so beautifully on sitar there. Now we're going to go to another tune from your Beatles album. And this is one of the instrumentals. Of course, this album has some pretty wonderful vocalists on it singing some of the tunes, but we don't have them here. But this is an instrumental track, and we can do that one.
It's actually not. There's a choir on it.
Ah, yes.
And on the record, it's a choir of me.
So will you be performing the choir here?
I will. My multiple personalities will be joining me.
Thank you.
Really nice. I could just see them walking down the stairs in their tuxedos. People who remember a scene from Magical Mystery Tour. Okay. Fresh Handmade Collective. Their latest album is The Hard Day's Night Treatment.
Correct.
Yes, and if you want to add that to your collection, head over to our website at echoes.org and we will show you how to do that. I'm John DiLiberto. Jeff Town was a recording engineer today for our performance with Fresh Handmade Collective, and he was assisted ably by Glenn Ferricone, and it was recorded at the Music Center in Exton, Pennsylvania. Partial funding for the show is made possible by our Public Radio International affiliate stations.